Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on September 29th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and we talk about persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. And that's what we do here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com. And producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Well, I am doing well, but oh, those pesky computer updates.
Yes. Have you had your update today?
You know something? The first time that happened to me, I got up. It was the morning of a show, and I got up and turned my computer on. It was like, oh my God, what is it doing? And it took forever, and then it shut down. I had to restart the computer and everything.
Yeah.
So now what I do is, every night before I go to bed, I shut down and I watch to see if there's an update.
Right.
And if there's an update, I stay up until it's done.
Right.
I shut it down, restart it. And a lot of times when you restart it, things are off. Like your home page is off or something's not right. So I'll shut it down again and restart it again.
Right.
So I know how to do it. You can't get up in the morning, 5 minutes before, a FaceTime thing or a Skype meeting,
right,
and expect everything to be working the way it's supposed to.
No, you can't.
No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't
Not
work.
Not if it's like Windows.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm back from vacation.
Yay.
Yeah, but everything went well last week.
Oh, it did. It really sounded great. And of course, Mark Lips and Tanya and Michael Jackson, they all did fabulously.
Yeah, I listened to some of the shows and they were great, and I have to send each of them thank you notes thanking them for filling in for me while I was gone. And I'm sure you heard about the mini disaster we had on our vacation.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear John got ill.
Yeah, pneumonia.
What?
Yeah, it was we planned a fly fishing trip to Montana. You know, Montana is, the center of the universe for fly fishing.
Mm-hmm.
We flew into Bozeman Airport, which, by the way, is a super easy flight. It's direct from LAX.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 2-hour and 20-minute flight. Boom, boom, you're there. There's like 4 or 5 major rivers there. The Yellowstone, the Madison, the Gallatin, the Missouri, then there's the Ruby River. And we had set it up where we were going to have 5 days of fly fishing, and we were going to do something different every day. You know, we were going to fish a different river every day. We were so looking forward to it. We got 1 day of fishing in, and he came down with pneumonia.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so he was miserable in bed the whole week, and I had to fish by myself.
Yeah. Wow.
Which, I made the best of it. It was fun. The guides were great. The fishing was terrific. But, we really enjoy fishing together. You know, it's just so much more fun. So anyway, I'm back. I can start planning the next vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds, you know.
Which I might have to talk to today's guest about.
Yeah, absolutely. That might be a do-over.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something in the air, Jaxie. I think.
What'd you call me, Jaxie? I like
Jaxie,
that. Jaxie.
There's something in the air about this adventure travel. Specifically, lots of Europeans come to America and they don't want to just do the typical thing. They want to go on a special experience, and people want to do that more and more. And the idea of doing that in a local context is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had someone who could tell us about that.
We do.
Okay, Jaxie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Jillian Lohr, Marketing Executive for Rush 49. A native of Brooklyn, New York, Jillian relocated to Southern California in 2014, having studied clinical pediatric psychology for undergrad at a private university in New York, followed by an MA at the Fashion Institute of Technology. Jillian found a way to mesh how the mind works with creativity and visual arts through a career in marketing. Now, working at Rush 49 for almost a year has provided her with fun and exciting challenges every single day, and she couldn't be prouder to call her work home the South Bay. Now, Rush 49 is a young startup based in El Segundo. They offer exciting activities, events, and adventures across the country at the lowest prices. Events range from food and drink festival, concerts, rock climbing, paint nights, and more. And this morning, we're going to learn all about it. Welcome to the program, Jillian. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to join you guys.
Well, we're excited. And, I mean, you do exciting things.
We do.
That's
we for sure do.
You do. You do. First
you know,
of all.
Joe,
yes.
I got to jump in here real quick, all right?
I
want to know, Jillian, you've got to explain to us, clinical pediatric psychology followed by a master's in arts at the Fashion Institute of Technology and marketing.
Yeah.
Please explain how they're all fit together. Please. It sounds
Well, I'm pretty – well, my personality is pretty eclectic as it is, so I always wanted to do fashion, but I kind of always was fascinated by the mind and how it works. So I did the – safe route at first, and I did the doctor thing, and I was really ambitious about becoming a doctor, so I studied clinical psychology, but then I always wanted to do fashion, so I went to FIT afterward, and I figured I'd get my master's from there, and then I kind of left myself afterward trying to figure out what I was going to do with both of these experiences and how I can mesh them in a way that would be conducive to a career, and I figured marketing was actually a really great fit because it does combine how the mind works and what's appealing to the mind and what's the response of the human mind. And the creative factor that I got from FIT. So I found myself with a little happy medium, and I really love it. And I do find myself using the skills I've learned from both. So I guess I got lucky, but yeah, it was
great.
Wow.
And here I was thinking it would be more along the lines of, ah, I'm feeling down today. What should I wear to make myself happy?
It's a little more complicated than that.
A little more, yeah.
But that's a perfect first question. People come to careers very differently and something that they really love to do. And it sounds like Rush 49 has a recipe for tremendous success. This is just a trend throughout the Western world, I should say. I mean, all developed countries, people are newly into the middle class and able to take vacations, and they want to do something real and fun and not, boring, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And we also kind of want to stray away from the idea that tangible things are more important than memories and experiences and enjoying one another. And through our adventures and activities, you can do them with friends. It's actually, really great to do most of them, if not all of them, with family and friends. And you just get experiences and memories, and those last a lifetime. So for us, that's something that we really are proud to give at the lowest prices, and it's affordable. Not everything's affordable these days, especially with everything that's going on. So we're really happy to provide a large selection of things that are affordable and fun.
Now, I'm just blown away because this is something that my wife and I have talked about for years and years and years with our kids. The idea that buying things doesn't make you happy. But experiences are something that you can relive over and over and over again. You pay once, but it's a lifetime of enjoyment.
Exactly. That's exactly actually what kind of our business motto is. And for us, you know, a lot of people kind of ask us what we do and what our business is about, and they sort of compare us to Groupon, because I guess that would be what would be the most similar to us. But we kind of pride ourselves on not being like a Groupon, where we're selling phone chargers and phone cases, which is great if it works for them. But for us, we're more so about experiencing things and taking pictures and enjoying one another again and having conversations with one another and not being attached to a phone or, you know, things that are just, in the end of the day, just not important. It's more about experiencing things and really enjoying yourself and just going out there and seeing what's around you and experiencing everything.
Well,
there's a lot to experience out there.
Absolutely.
This is so exciting. Tell us, okay, first of all, let's step back a moment and talk about the industry, the travel industry and where it's going. It's obviously growing, but give us some different categories in the travel industry or industry in general, and where does Rush 49 fit?
Well, we tend to have four verticals, which is activities, adrenaline, lifestyle, and food and drink. And with those things, it's promoting a healthy, active, fun lifestyle. So within each of those categories, you'll find things that are around you. And if you're traveling, we are nationwide, and we're in Canada as well. And if you're traveling, you could just type in the location that you're at now and find things around you that you might want to do. So we kind of mesh a world of excitement, and we bring it to your backyard, wherever you may be, whether you're home or away, or you want to plan a family trip, or just you by yourself. We just give, you know, a bunch of options at really affordable prices where you can do something pretty much every weekend. And that's our goal, to provide something to do every single weekend.
So, you know, Joe, my weekend guide, you know, tells everybody about, you know, my weekend guide is event-based, right? That my website is event-based. But Jillian, with you guys, what I could do, say I had people coming in for a visit from out of town, and I wanted to do something different with them. You know, I didn't necessarily want to, I could go to your website and say, what's going on adventure-wise in the South Bay?
Yes.
And
absolutely. That's actually exactly what you can do.
Okay, so can you give us some examples?
Sure. If you wanted to do maybe it depends on your interest, and it depends on the interest of your friends and, you know, whatever you're in the mood for. But we have things ranging from something like a paint night, which people really, really enjoy, which is essentially you're going to your local bar or restaurant and they have a host there, and you paint and you enjoy wine while you paint, which is always fun. You could do, we have a concert probably every weekend or every other weekend in the LA area, SoCal area. We have a lot of food festivals. So you're basically eating, enjoying music, drinking. I mean, what's more fun than that? And we also have our activities, which are going to be like your rock climbing. We have skydiving. We have indoor skydiving. With Halloween coming up, we have plenty
of. Did you just say indoor skydiving?
I did say indoor skydiving. Yes, I did.
What is
it's a wind tunnel.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And you get the experience of, you know, skydiving without having to jump out of a plane, which for me would probably be the only time I would experience skydiving, because I wouldn't be jumping out of a plane.
I agree with you. I agree with you there. Now, where do they do that?
There's places on SoCal, actually.
Wow.
So
Joe, would you do that?
Go on our website and say
indoor skydiving?
Yeah.
Of course.
Indoor skydiving.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Absolutely.
That's why it's called, Rush 49. Tell us about the name.
Well, Rush 49 is actually, you know, obviously, we focused on the gold rush of 1849, so that it just, you know, it kind of combines the whole element of SoCal and California, and the rush, obviously, like going out and experiencing a rush, like adrenaline. So it kind of mixed the two, and it seemed like the perfect name, so that's where we came up with it.
I like it.
Yeah. It's very catchy.
Fantastic. I'm reviewing the website now. I just went to the website, rush49.com, and I typed in my zip code, and a bunch of stuff came up for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
In the specific
categories. Yes, we tend to focus on LA and New York right now, especially just because those are our major markets. And we find that being bi-coastal is something that we're really proud of, where we're offering a lot of things both here and in New York. But SoCal definitely is our home, so we definitely take a little extra care for the people in SoCal for sure. Mm-hmm.
Now tell me, how do you get all of these activities on your website? Do the companies come to you and say, hey, we do this, can we get on your web, on your site? Or do you reach out, or is that like a computer thing that happens?
No, it's not automated. It's definitely a mixture of the two elements you just spoke about, where people reach out to us just because of our experiences in the past with events that are similar to theirs or activities that are similar to theirs. And they hear about us and they reach out. And also, you know, if we find something that's really cool that we would probably want to do as, you know, consumers, we reach out to merchants too. And, you know, we just kind of find a happy medium for the both of us. And that's where we build our brand. It's about, you know, we don't want to just offer anything and everything. So there's a little bit of
right,
of a process
that
we go through. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get
so, yeah,
that.
No,
I get,
it's both.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. You don't, yeah, you want to make sure that it's curated.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we like to call it, curated. Because mm-hmm. We would want to do anything on our site at any given time, just as consumers, something that we would also want to just participate in or, you know, go out there and experiment for the first time with, you know, and that's something that we definitely keep in the back of our minds when it comes to working with merchants and, you know, finding people that, you know, we want to represent on our site because we are, you know, representing ourselves and their brand as well. So we have to make sure that those things are something that are, you know, there's a cohesion between the two of us.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, no, I get that.
This is very interesting. Now let's say we just live here. We do lots of different things, but just this weekend, the kids are busy. There's no family coming in. And we want to do something new and different. We would go to rush49.com looking for something new and different that we hadn't done before. But obviously there's also the travel component. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, if you're traveling to one of our areas that we do actually have, like I said, deals across the nation. So if you're going to travel, typically all you need to do is exactly what you just did. Type in where you are or where you're going if you want to plan a little bit ahead. And then you'll see options there too. And you'll see that there are things ranging from, like I said, paint nights. And you'll have your food and wine festivals, your concerts, your music festivals. So you can definitely find things anywhere you go. And you don't even have to really plan too much ahead because everything is automated. So you get a voucher right then and there. You type in your code, you print it out, and you're good to go.
Now, I love the idea. Not only have we talked about the fundamental difference between buying things and buying experiences, but you can also give these as gifts. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, actually, for Father's Day, we found some, like, a lot of our experiences, like we have really cool NASCAR experiences and driving experiences where basically you get behind the wheel of a NASCAR and you drive on a racetrack at 120 miles an hour. So for things like that where maybe, you know, your dad or, you know, the special guy in your life might not ever think to get it for themselves, it's a great gift to give somebody because it just shows that you took a little extra time and effort to really think about what would be enjoyable for them. And we found, you know, we find huge, huge success over, you know, the holidays where it's typically a gift-giving holiday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas. And, you know, things like that are great gifts because it's something different. It's unexpected. It's not going to be your run-of-the-mill tie or flowers for mom on Mother's Day. It's just, you know, something where you could either enjoy with the person or you just want to say, you deserve to have fun. Here's, you know, a present that's something that's not going to be in the back of your drawer a year from now. So we love that. We love that, you know, people give them as gifts.
I love that idea. I'd much prefer to do that. And not only that, for those people that, you know, in your life that don't need anything, don't want anything, and are impossible to buy for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, it's nuts, you know. So, yeah, that old, oh, I'll get a tie thing, this is so much more than that. You know, years ago, Joe, you know, my mother is impossible to buy for. Impossible. Seriously. And years ago, I'm like, you know something? She loves the theater. She loves the opera. And I pretty much stick with that now. You know, mm-hmm. I buy her tickets to the opera, tickets to the theater, because she does love that. And you're right. It's not going to be stuck in the back of a drawer a year from now.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. I just want to officially go on record and say, anybody that wants to buy me a NASCAR racing experience at Fontana Auto Club Speedway, I'm in. It's $200. $200, $199 for 3 hours of instruction and 5-minute timed racing session. And wow.
Yeah. We also have, you know, driving experiences where it's not necessarily on a track. It's actually in the real world. And you get to drive cars like Ferraris and Porsches and Lamborghinis. So those things, you know, you get to sightsee while you're driving a really cool car too. So there's a lot for you to do.
Somehow,
and I'm so glad you found that so fast.
Somehow that's scarier to me than driving at 120 miles an hour around a race.
Yes.
I'm going to drive a $120,000 car, and I'm looking at this guy coming towards me, and I'm saying, don't hit me. Don't hit me.
It might be a little less enjoyable, a little less contained, but, you know, whatever your preference is, we have what you want. So if you're into the need for speed, then, yeah, for sure, NASCAR would be just perfect for you.
And for all Ferrari owners, I apologize, not 120, 275,000.
Oh, my goodness. There's no reason to go that fast.
Yeah.
In that expensive of a car. And I hope, you know, we got to make sure that Carrie listens to this program later so she knows what to get you for your birthday.
Yes. Oh, my.
Hint, hint.
No, this.
We can send her a voucher.
To speak of that, I mean, yeah, it really is that fast because, you know, all you said, you know, you just punch in your space, your time, your whatever, your location, and then you got adrenaline, activity, lifestyle, food and drink. I just clicked on adrenaline and boom, it's right there.
Exactly. And you have plenty of options too. It's not just going to be one thing that you have to settle on. You have options where you can do one thing or, you know, if you feel like you want to do it again, but then in a different location, you can go ahead and check it again. And there will be plenty of other locations where you can experience too. Yeah. So it's not just, you know, a one-off thing. I mean, it could be a bucket list item where you're going to do it once and feel really fulfilled. Or if you find that you really, really enjoy it, but you want to try it in a different kind of a way, go try a different location. Try a NASCAR. Try a Rusty Wallace. They're two kind of different experiences, but the same ideology of it. So, yeah, we have plenty of options for you. And I highly recommend it. I think you should do that, actually. We'll send you a voucher for it.
Oh, my God. This is really – it is all about fun. And I'm trying to find a handle. I mean, I love the business model. Yeah, I see the Groupon comparison.
Jillian – Yes, these are special events. It's not a listing of local restaurants, correct? It would be a food festival or a food and wine festival or a local craft beer festival.
Correct. We do have some restaurant deals, but that's not really what our focus is or what we feel that we want to have as our brand. It's more of a place where you're going to go out and interact and meet new people and find, you know, your new favorite food, maybe something you didn't expect, or find something that you really love, like craft beer and music, and combine that energy. It's all about the energy. And, you know, in a restaurant where it's kind of stiff and stuffy, not really what, you know, we're after. We're after more of the experience of everything. Where you're going to want to take pictures and videos. Yeah, for sure. The experience is the most important thing for us.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe, you want to do go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, with the driving experience, just, you know, so you know, a lot of them actually provide video after your drive. So you'll get to see yourself driving that car. So I don't know if you want to use that for, I don't know, like leverage or something, because you might look a little silly, but it's definitely fun to watch yourself behind the wheel.
No. That only enhances the concept that this is something you pay for once, but you enjoy it for the rest of your life.
Well, especially if you get to...
How many times can you say that? Exactly. And how many times can you say that you got to drive on a NASCAR track?
Right. No, and just having a video of it is just that even better.
You know something funny is my husband is a big skier, And he goes, you know, cat skiing and heli skiing and all that stuff. And several times over the years, you know, there's small groups, you know, like say you're going, you're doing a cat trip with six of your friends. And a lot of times on these cat trips and heli trips, there will be a professional photographer or videographer that is there taking video or photos for either magazines or websites, you know, for the different companies and stuff. And he's been so fortunate over the years to be in the right place at the right time with these professionals. So he has incredible photographs of him skiing, incredible photographs of him fishing, you know, doing these different things that it's so great to have those, you know, that you can look back on and say, wow. As a matter of fact, I took a couple of these photographs and I blew them up into posters, you know, and they're by professionals. It's like the cover of a magazine. So to have a video of it is that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And Joe,
we
need to do a quick station and commercial break.
Right. Let's do that. We're having so much fun. But that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. This is the South Bay Show, and we're talking with Jillian Lohr about Rush49.com. It's very, very interesting concept where all these activities, curated events and adventures around the country, but in your local community are available at the lowest prices. It's quite an exciting concept. And of course, we'd love for you to join us. If you're listening live, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That phone number is again 714-242-5288. Yes, you can call that phone number and join our conversation. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
Your dreams today. Rush49.com. So I have to tell you, Jillian, this concept of a company, the website, I'm sure it's really, really, really exciting in your offices because everyone's working towards the same goal. It's all about Rush49.com, and I haven't had that experience in quite a while. I used to work for websites like that. Now I work for companies that buy, you know, 10, 20, 30 websites at a time and manage them. But the idea of the website and the excitement behind that and how you guys can grow. Let's talk about that. What's the future like for Rush 49?
You know, for us right now, we're at the point where we're really proud of, you know, just where our roots are at the moment, which is SoCal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we obviously one day we want to just, you know, take over the world. But as of right now, you know, our backyard is really what's important for us. So we definitely want to get, you know, the best activities in SoCal and in California, and then really like hone in on being a nationwide company. So we're hoping to, you know, expand everything, get really great inventory, and just continue to offer the best in any area, no matter where you're located. We just had a really fantastic music festival in Oklahoma. So it's not just California, but we really do want to make sure that our hometown is taken care of. So that's where we're at right now. We're really focusing on building California at the moment. But obviously, eventually, we want to be across the country.
I want to know, why El Segundo? Why did you guys base yourself out of El Segundo?
Well, because, you know, we love actually, you know, just the environment of El Segundo is kind of, you know, it follows our business model of the excitement, of the fun, of the, you know, always going out and doing something. You can go out anywhere in El Segundo and find active lifestyles where somebody's running down the street or, you know, there's some kind of festival going on. So for us, you know, we found that what better place to be than something that, you know, follows our business. So that's kind of where we find ourselves, and we're really happy to be here, and we love, you know, the people. We love the weather, obviously. So, you know, a lot of us live here. A lot of us play here. So it's sort of like, you know, why not? We're here too. So it's great for us. We love it.
Yeah, you know, Joe, whenever, you know, I meet people and they ask me what I do, and they say, okay, so what's hot in the South Bay right now? The first thing I say is El Segundo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
First thing I say is El Segundo. There's so much happening there.
Right. Right. It's
yeah.
It's been a hotbed for a few years. The whole Sleepy Hollow thing has been exploding. I feel like ever since Max established his studio there, Big Door Productions, I think sort of that was kind of the timeline for me when it seemed like El Segundo was really back.
Downtown El Segundo, we're talking
right.
about. Yeah, we're not talking about east of Sepulveda because that's always been big.
Right, right.
You know, more commercial, but you know, corporate, more corporate, I should
or
say.
Or maybe it was when Mike first built the Rock and Brews, and it's back.
Yeah, it's and it's exploding and it's great and we love El Segundo.
Right.
So do we.
So,
sure,
Jillian,
yeah.
I have to ask you now. I have to ask you. Mm-hmm. Do you and your teammates there at Rush 49, do you guys go and try out all of these things?
We do.
Oh.
We really do.
Oh my goodness. Now,
it's one of the best things that we can, you know, we get, it's a perk for sure.
Oh,
and just to experience things. Yeah. Especially not being from here. I'm not from LA. So for me to be here and get to really experience, you know, LA, is great for me. So I get to kind of learn about LA and my new home and experience things that I probably wouldn't know about, you know, and it's sort of, for me, it definitely made me more acclimated to being in my new place. So
yes,
I love it. It's one of the perks.
I read in the bio that you're from Brooklyn. Where in Brooklyn?
It's a place called Mill Basin. So it's South Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but I'm from Brooklyn. So to come from Brooklyn to LA was a big transition as it was. But like just getting, you know, the feeling of home has been a little bit of a difficulty. But ever since I've been here and I've been experiencing things in LA and really like getting the kind of energy that I had in New York here, I feel like this is my home now. So yeah. Thanks to Rush, I was actually able to do something like that, which is great. So,
you know,
I'm a strong advocate for this company.
I'm imagining that you guys are sitting around your offices and somebody comes in and says, hey, we've got this event that's going on. Who wants to try it? You know, and I imagine there's a ton of stuff. Everybody's like, oh, I'll go. And then other times I imagine there's stuff like skydiving. Who wants to try it? Nobody is interested. Nah, somebody else can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few of us that are kind of willing to do pretty much anything. But, yeah, there are definitely things that, you know, since there is sort of something to cover any interest at any given time, we tend to have, you know, things that, you know, just yesterday, actually, we have this great deal. It's actually in the San Francisco Bay Area, but it's this great deal. And I was looking at the video for it on our deal page because I was putting up a campaign for it. And I was just like, I really want to do this. So I was just like, maybe I'll just take a trip to San Francisco and do one of these to do this one because I was just so intrigued by it. So yeah, at any given time, since we get deals on the daily basis, new ones and different things that maybe we weren't familiar with before, you'll hear around the office some sort of a buzz about somebody wanting to go and do it. So, yeah, definitely that's a daily thing for us here. So.
This sounds like a fun place to work.
Right.
It is. It is, for sure. There's never a dull moment. I'll tell you that much.
I bet there's not. Hey, Joe, I'm going to quickly do a rundown on the weekend guide, if that's okay.
Right.
All right. Okay, so this weekend, what's going on? Today, the Torrance Area Chamber of Commerce, they're doing the 2016 State of the City Address today, Thursday, September 29th at noon at the Doubletree. All right, tickets are $45 for chamber members, $60 for non-members. So you still have time to go to that if you want to know what the state of the city of Torrance is today. Tonight, Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is hosting an evening mixer at dealer.com. from 5:30 to 7:30, and that is dealer.com is located at 1104 Highland Avenue, Manhattan Beach. You know, those chamber mixers are always a lot of fun. This weekend, the annual Sunscreen Film Festival takes place Thursday, September 29th through Sunday, October 2nd, and that's going to be at a couple of different theaters in Hermosa, and I think this is the third year here, and it's a big success. And of course, Joe, you know, it's festival season and award season. The Manhattan Beach 10K Run takes place this Saturday, October 1st, and it's just before the opening of the Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair, which is one of the biggest, you know, events here in the South Bay. The Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair takes place Saturday, October 1st, and Sunday, October 2nd. It's a long-standing South Bay tradition, ton of fun. Everybody's there. Go. And we have a Hometown Fair Extra. Local business owner Christina Wenstrom of Soapseas is collaborating with C-Lab on a new product launch called Vitamin C. It's an aloe and sea salt spray, and basically it's the beach in a bottle. And Soapseas is going to donate a portion of the product sales to C-Lab and its programs, and Christina is going to debut the product at the Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair this weekend, so stop by and try a spritz of it. Manhattan Beach Police Department is proud to announce the official launch of the Pink Patch Project. It's a collaborative cancer awareness fundraiser supported by the Los Angeles County Police Chiefs Association and other police agencies. So basically, the MBPD is going to be selling commemorative miniature police patches and T-shirts, the Pink Patch Project T-shirt, and you can pick them up at the Manhattan Beach Police Department. Terranea is offering a series of sea salt workshops the first Saturday of each month. And the first one is this Saturday, October 1st at 10 a.m. at the Sea Salt Conservatory. All right. It's a workshop. They're going to have a salt pairing, and they're going to learn about the resort's sea salt harvesting process with the Terranea chefs. It includes a sea salt tasting, a salt pairing, along with a glass of wine, and the cost is $65 per person. Advanced reservations are required. Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry, is celebrating the grand opening of the new store in Torrance on Saturday, October 1st at 10 a.m. There's going to be a ribbon cutting, special giveaways, including gift bags for the first 200 guests. And the winner of the raffle will receive a pair of 1-carat Leo diamond earrings valued at over $3,000.
What?
Yeah, what? Yep.
$3,000?
Yeah, that's a pair of earrings. Now, that's Saturday.
You could have gotten by with like $200.
Yeah, well, you know, So you might have to go over to Jared. Let's see. You know something? This show they've had this show at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center before. It's Country Roads, a John Denver tribute, and it was such a huge success. They brought it back. It's going to be Saturday, October 1st at 8 p.m. at the James Armstrong Theater. And everything I've heard and read, this is a really terrific show. So tickets are $20 or $30. And that's Saturday, October 1st. The Redondo Beach Police Department is hosting an annual community safety fair and police open house on Sunday, October 2nd. That's always fun. They bring out the SWAT team and the canine, and you can crawl in the cars and take pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, huge event happening this weekend. Shade Hotel Redondo Beach will be partnering with the Los Angeles Rams Legends Community and Los Angeles Rams Foundation to host an all-star watch party on Sunday, October 2nd at 1 p.m. at the new Luxury Waterfront Hotel. There's going to be a ribbon cutting, a red carpet arrivals, photo opportunities with Rams Legends. Rosie Greer is going to be there. yeah, it's exciting. $100 a person. VIP tickets are $250 a person, And they're open. You know, right. Shade Hotel Redondo Beach is open now. It's kind of a soft opening throughout the month. They've already had events there, so this is going to be a big event this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Real quick, National Yoga Month. You can celebrate it at Terranea Resort at the annual Seaside Yoga event on Sunday, October 2nd. All right? I've done this the last couple of years. It's so much fun. It's like the largest yoga event. You know, they try to, you know, do the World Guinness Book of Records or something. So that's Sunday, October 2nd. The Sunset Yoga class will take place at 5:30 p.m. In Palos Verdes Meadows. It's a one-hour class. Bring your yoga mat, water, dress appropriately. I just heard that Absolution Brewing does Monday Night Football. Attendees can kick back in the tap room, watch the game, and enjoy happy hour specials all day. In addition, every beer purchase enters you into a special Monday Night Football pool for a chance to win exclusive merchandise and free beer. All right, so that's at Absolution Brewing on Monday nights. Mm. And every Tuesday night, Superba Food and Bread invites the community to join them for Neighborhood Night, where diners can enjoy two entrees and a bottle of wine for $50. Superba is at the Point. And next week, Cancer Support Communities, their big event, Girls Night Out Fundraiser, held at the Comedy and Magic Club, is going to happen Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, October 4th through 6th. It's a big event. It's been going on for years. It's a ton of fun. I've been to it. I believe tickets are still available. All right? So one last thing. Last outdoor concert of the summer happening at Nelson's this weekend.
All right.
And that's the official end of the outdoor summer concerts.
Yes, the LA Rams are 2-1, first in the NFC West. We are first, at least for another week.
For now. For now.
Do you find, Jillian, do you find that the return of the Rams to LA has affected the events, the activities that you guys see as being popular out there?
I mean, for us, I think it's definitely a great thing because it's, you know, it's not something that's in Oakland or a little bit further for somebody that's in the area, San Diego. So just having, you know, a football team in our backyard definitely, you know, has more of, we tend to kind of see that there's an energy now in terms of, you know, having a little bit more of a, like a hometown pride for our new football team. And there's it's exciting. And that's kind of what we are too. So we definitely like want to capitalize on the fact that there's a new formed energy around the area. So yeah, for sure. We see that there's, you know, people want to get out there and enjoy like, you know, LA again. So yeah, for sure.
It was amazing that Los Angeles did not have an NFL team for all these years. That's it just was weird. You know,
yeah.
It was. You know what I think, Jackie? I think we should spend $2 billion and build a new palace to football.
Mm.
New
there you
football
go.
Palace in Inglewood. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, we are so thrilled to have you, Jillian, Laura, with us today. It's what you guys do at Rush49.com is very consistent, I think, with where people need to and want to spend their money these days. We touched on it earlier, the idea that you can buy experiences is much more important than just buying things. Let's expand on that a little bit. How do you feel your business is positioned for the future growth?
I feel that's definitely the trend that's going on right now, and I don't think it's actually a trend. I think it's going to kind of be the new standard where people are going to, you know, really see the value in spending time with one another and experiencing new things and checking things off of their bucket lists and just, you know, really getting out there. And I think that that's something that's not, you know, something that's temporary. And I feel like for us, we're at a really good place right now where we're kind of coming in and becoming experts on it at like the perfect time so that in the future, when people really are all on board with it, even more so than they are now, we'll be right there for them. So yeah, that's something that right now we're super excited about. I think the future for us is just, you know, up, up, up. And it's just something that, you know, we definitely want to continue to focus on. And I don't think there'll ever be a time where we revert back to good I think it's always going to be experiences, and that excites me.
I have to ask you, Joe and I have spoken several times about the millennials and how they're driving different ways of living these days.
Yeah.
They're not I want to get into how are they the driving force, a big driving force behind what you're doing. They're not living the way prior generations have. They're not interested in ownership. They don't buy records. They don't buy books. They don't buy movies.
Uber, Lyft.
They'll stream.
Yeah.
Uber, Lyft, B&B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not interested in purchasing and having. So to me, what Rush 49, it seems to me that's they're your built-in audience.
Well, that's exactly right, actually. And I mean, Uber and Lyft are popular because people aren't staying home anymore, and that's not what, you know, we want people to do. And for us, you know, it's about millennials right now at a point where maybe financially they're not in the best place, but they still want to enjoy life. And for us, that's really important to us, to always offer things at the best price where it's affordable and you can do something every single weekend. And it's not something that, like you said before, where it's going to be, you know, just something that you're going to throw away in a year, or it's going to be irrelevant to you in a year. It's going to last forever. So people do want to get out there and experience things and, you know, live a life that's useful and fun and exciting and post it on their social media and say, hey, guys, look what I did this weekend, and make people, you know, have a little bit of a fear of missing out situation where they're getting to kind of brag a little bit and post pictures and stuff. And that's where we find ourselves. And that's great for us. So yeah, we're really excited. And millennials are.
So taking from that, are you getting a lot of seniors doing this stuff? Families with little kids, Give us an idea of your customer.
It's literally from child to 65 and up. Like, we have everything for anybody. So, for example, we have things like Lego Brickfest, which is, you know, exactly what it sounds like. And we have things like Rebounders, which is basically a trampoline park. So those obviously are very family friendly. But then we do also have the things like the food and the wine events and wine tastings, where it's a little more refined, where it's not so physically enduring. It's just something that you can go out and really enjoy. So we have whale watching, which would be perfect for, you know, somebody that's a little bit older if they don't want to go out there and jump out of a plane. We do have stuff like that too. So yeah, we definitely have something for everyone, or something to give to somebody at any age. Yes.
Interesting. And don't forget, George Bush Sr. was jumping out of a plane at 89 years old, right?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll always be, outliers,
There's always one, I guess. But, yeah, we have something for everyone, for sure.
Interesting. Great. That's great.
Well, this is exciting. We're really thrilled to have you. And, boy, Jillian, we want you to come back. Boy, I'm not going to lose your phone number. Exciting, and if ever, you know, my wife and I want to jump out of a plane, we're going to give you a call.
Yeah, maybe we'll send you guys stuff, and then you could talk about it on your next show.
Well,
about your experience.
That
would
be the ideal relationship to establish. That's what I would think.
Absolutely.
Joe,
and we're excited to provide that.
Joe is very excited to get behind the wheel of that race car. I can see it now.
I got
the hint.
There is something. There is something fundamental about going well over 100 miles an hour in an automobile. It changes your whole attitude about the world around you. The adrenaline level is off the charts. It's that's special. And it's very, I think, very reasonably priced. I think it's only like $64 or $74 for a ride along. So if you don't want to be the driver, if you just want to be the passenger, it's very inexpensive.
That's
exactly the point.
That's
mm-hmm.
very well priced. That is very well priced.
Yeah, that's
exciting. So, Jillian, real quick, give us contact information with the website. If anybody wants to contact you, email. If you have an office phone number, give us some contact info.
Sure. Our website is www.rush49.com. We're also on facebook.com/rush49. All of the, you know, the social media, you'll find us at rush49. And then for me, if you want to reach out to me, it's Jillian@rush49.com. Simple.
That is easy. That's easy. Yeah. And Joe, I'm sure you love the URL.
Oh yeah. You know, it's the concept of short. It has a story, and it's easy to remember. It's easy to remember because it's got Rush in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we can talk about the different categories, adrenaline, activity, lifestyle, and food and drink, all about adrenaline.
Yeah.
For you.
And we always kind of ask, what's your rush? You know, what is your rush?
Right.
That's kind of like what our little motto is, because it's what you enjoy doing or what's your rush? Like, why are you rushing through life? Really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, the perfect name.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Jillian Lohr, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so exciting.
Well, we only have the best people.
The best people.
It's true to your brand.
best people with only the most interesting things going on.
Right. Yeah. And Jackie, this is our first show since you've been back. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I had fun with those other people, but I'm so glad to have you back.
All right. Okay.
you're the original.
Well, I'm the anchor. I'm the one that keeps it all together.
Well, we're excited. But, of course, tomorrow we're going to do a show from – is that UCLA we're doing tomorrow?
No. We're having Tony West.
Tony West.
Yeah. It's an encore.
Yes.
We did this program with him several months ago. It was a great show.
Right.
A lot of great information. So we're going to be re-airing that tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Jillian, just hold on a moment. We're going to let everybody go. Everyone, have a fantastic evening. And then please tune in tomorrow because Tony West really, really knows what he's talking about. He's located in Manhattan Beach. If you're thinking about starting a business, SCORE is an amazing organization. And Tony can really give us a great idea about what that is. And so with that, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.